Welcome to What Happens Next. My name is Larry Bernstein. Today's discussion is cryptocurrencies and blockchain. Our speaker is Chris Giancarlo, who's known as Crypto Dad in the Twitter universe. Chris is the former chairman of the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, and he is the regulator who approved Bitcoin futures. Chris thinks cryptocurrencies and blockchains will revolutionize payment and banking. All right, Chris, go ahead with your 6 minutes.
A quarter century ago, the first wave of the internet was greeted in Washington by an official response that was enlightened and bipartisan. The White House and Congress came together to promote development of an internet of information unfettered by inapt federal and state law. This smart policy response was known as first, do no harm. Today, a new wave of the internet is at hand, an internet of value. This internet wave is exploring financial assets and money in digitally native forms of cryptographically stored value based on public blockchain infrastructure. Bitcoin and a type of cryptocurrency pegged to the dollar called stablecoins are probably the most well-known results of this private sector exploration. Around the corner may be central bank digital money, including a digital dollar. Today, more than 200 million people worldwide and more than 60 million here in the U.S. are participating in this technological revolution, empowering creators, innovators, and developers, while introducing needed competition to ever more concentrated financial markets. It has the potential to do to banking, payments, and money itself what the earlier internet wave did to information and communications and retail shopping, and travel, and entertainment, and that is reduce cost and latency while increasing accessibility, inclusion, and economic freedom. Sadly, Washington's response to financial innovation this time around is a far cry from the earlier first do no harm. Rather, it appears to be first preserve the status quo. The President's Working Group on Financial Markets recently published a report on stablecoins. Overall, the report is disappointing. It's highly defensive and reactionary, focused more on what could go wrong rather than what could go right if the innovation is properly developed. It fails to declare a national policy in harnessing digital asset innovation to upgrade our creaky financial system infrastructure to expand inclusiveness and lower costs for new generations of Americans. It's a missed opportunity. 2 years ago, I co-founded the Digital Dollar Project, digitaldollarproject.org, a nonpartisan think tank to consider the merits of a tokenized form of a U.S. central bank digital currency. Since then, we've considered a tokenized bearer instrument issued by the Federal Reserve, distributed through the two-tiered banking system, and operated alongside physical currency, commercial bank money, and even perhaps stablecoins. This digital dollar would mirror many of the properties of physical cash, but in a digital form. Instead of withdrawing paper dollars from an ATM and putting them in a leather wallet, you could withdraw digital dollars into a digital wallet. You could then spend digital dollars directly, peer-to-peer, at the corner grocery or online around the globe. As a former chief regulator, I believe in considering what could go wrong with any innovation, especially ones that affect the American economy. However, as a thought experiment, I'd like to consider for just a moment what could go right. First, some worry that a digital dollar might decrease money held in commercial banks. But what if the opposite happens? What if more money moves into the banking sector, especially if previously un- or underbanked communities shift digital dollars into bank accounts because of the ease of doing so? And what if mobile devices and digital wallets provide attractive on-ramps to banking services offering interest on deposits and government insurance? And what if greater ease in converting commercial bank money into digital dollars would make people less likely to do so in a panic? Secondly, many are rightly concerned with cryptocurrency energy consumption. But what if a digital dollar used much, much less energy than Bitcoin and other decentralized proof-of-work digital assets? And what if a digital dollar even used less energy than is currently used for physical mining, minting, and distribution of paper dollars and metal coins? Third, some are concerned that a digital dollar would negatively impact current business models for payments. But what if a digital dollar actually lowers payment costs and bank fees for consumers and small businesses? And what if it provides instantaneous settlement, reducing cash flow stress that plagues small businesses and American consumers with costly overdraft and other fees? And what if the economic benefit of increased activity from digital money results in expanding economic opportunity, business formation, and productivity? Now, fourth, all of us are rightly concerned about infringing individual privacy through mass surveillance of digital money. But what if a digital dollar was carefully engineered from the outset to incorporate democratic expectations of individual privacy consistent with our Constitution? And what if we strike the right balance between the legitimate needs of law enforcement with democratic protections of individual privacy? And what if a digital dollar with such legal and due process limitations provides superior protection of individual privacy compared to many other sovereign and indeed non-sovereign commercial digital currencies? Finally, some argue that the dollar's status as the world's reserve currency is so well entrenched, it requires no further innovation. But what if a digital dollar improves financial stability, productivity, and efficiency while enhancing the dollar with new functionality, ease of use, and smart contract programmability? And what if we add these enhancements while preserving the dollar's recognized competitive advantages, the backing of a robust and strong economy, good governance, openness, and the rule of law? If we do these things, would we not then have prepared the U.S. dollar to serve our fellow citizens in the coming digital future of money? There's only one way to find out, and that's real-world pilot programs that can answer the question of the role of American innovation and a digital dollar in the future of money. The Digital Dollar Project will be doing some of that testing in the year ahead. We intend to find out not only what could go wrong, but what could go right. Thanks. I look forward to your questions, Larry.